Jade Strainey and Damien Leith on Wave FM.
Hey, Damien, this is something that's going to make you feel good.
Oh, okay.
You are eligible to win big. We're talking $1 million. We're talking $17,000 in vouchers, like free beer.
Oh, my God. Oh, is this that RSL lottery thing again? I keep getting the emails about all the time.
That wasn't working, so they actually gave me a call and said, can you just hit up Damien direct?
Wow, it's the personal touch.
This is the incentive for anyone who's been fully vaccinated.
Oh, my goodness me, which is me. I'm a fully vaccinated person.
That's right. So if, you know, like saving your life wasn't enough of an incentive, now you could also get a six-pack of beer with that.
Oh, my goodness me. If they throw in some kitchen knives, I'm there. I'll do it again. Inject me again.
See, this is what the government is trying to do to encourage people to get vaccinated. So you can get discounts totally more than $17,000. And they're still talking about this lotto where like 80 people at random who are vaccinated will win $1 million.
Oh, really?
And like some people are saying, oh, you shouldn't incentivize people to get vaccinated. Well, look, if the only way we're going to get out of lockdown is to be vaccinated, look, I don't know about you, but I'd be a little bit more excited about getting the needle put in my arms if at the end of that I could potentially get a bottle of Prosecco.
And just a bottle of Prosecco.
Yeah.
I'll buy you one if you want to. Yeah.
If you win the million.
Hey, who are these people who are saying, oh, don't incentive? These meanies? Just, hey, well, if the government wants to give us $1 million, let them give us $1 million.
Okay,
that's
look,
right.
one of them is the head of the government, the Prime Minister.
Oh, he's idea.
Yeah. He was like going, oh, look, you know, we probably shouldn't be doing this. People should just be getting vaccinated. I'm like, you know what? People love an incentive, honestly.
Exactly.
I love it. It's like when you go to the shops and you get, look, you could buy one of these for $10 or you could buy two for $15. I'm getting two.
I'm always getting two. I fall for those Dairy Milk chocolate displays that they put up in Woolworths all the time when, you know, when there's 50 cents off. I'm buying a whole collection. I'm storing them in the freezer. That's what I'm doing.
Exactly right. Like, as parents, we know the best thing about, like, being a parent is you can bribe your children. It's completely okay.
That's it.
But you're going to clean your room. Oh, you get the joy of cleaning your room and having a clean room. No, clean your room and I'll give you some time and your iPad will give you a chocolate.
Well, Jade, what would be the simplest incentive for you to get the jab? Is it one bottle of Prosecco?
Well, look, okay. Now that we're talking like that it could actually happen, a case would not go astray.
A case of Prosecco and you'd be fully vaccinated. Damien, what about you? What would be the one thing that would make sure that you got the jab?
All right, bear in mind, I've got them.
Yeah,
okay,
sure,
but
sure.
I've got them. But, you know, if you threw in a couple of Cinnabons, okay, because I've recently got into Cinnabons, and tell you what, once you get a taste of those things, there's no turning back.
There you go.
You're a simple man.
Simple pleasures.
If ScoMo's listening, don't offer $1 million to 8 people. Just offer Prosecco and Cinnabons. Done, mate.
That's all we need.
Jade Strainey and Damien Leith on Wave FM.
Myself and my family embarked upon the glorious journey of TikTok dancing.
Oh, no.
Yes.
It's a slippery slope.
Well, you did
down
it recently.
Into that rabbit hole.
Yeah, you've just been there recently. You did a dance to my son Jagger's song.
And
was it tough?
Oh, it's blimmin' tough. Like, lucky I had Alani to help me. She had to talk me through all the moves. But it's actually, we're doing a daily schedule for Lulu, and we've actually put in TikTok as one of the activities for her to do with Alani because they love it.
Yeah.
Lulu can really move, so they have a lot of fun together. I, on the other hand, I've got nothing.
Well, you know what? I got to say, I agree with you. These dances are a good thing. They're a great little interactive way for kids to work together. I will say this, though. For families in the Illawarra right now, I don't recommend you do it as a family. All right? I don't recommend it. Okay, so the other night in the Leith household, like so many people in the Illawarra right now, we're all struggling for things to do, and I decided, hey, let's do a TikTok dance. I stumbled upon one. It's one that's gone viral at the moment to this piece of music.
5, 6, 7, 8.
All right. It's got a cool vibe, right, so isn't it?
I like the song. Are the dance moves complex, though? Because that's where I fall down, is if you have to do more than just bop from side to side.
Well, you wouldn't think that they're complex, but, you know, I figured out the dance moves because of my many years of being a professional dancer.
Oh, many years.
Well, and like when you were on, what was that, So You Think You Could Dance? Weren't you on that show once upon a time?
No, it was Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, well, something like that.
Yeah, but everybody in Australia went, oh, so he thinks he can dance.
Yeah, well that's right. It was the show where we can't dance.
How did you go with the TikTok dance?
All right, so I got the entire family out into the garden. We did it in a kind of sequence. We all got into a line. I taught them all the moves. I said, okay, this is how you do it.
Stop it.
No, I did. I taught them all the moves.
Wow.
Island got the camera out. I was at the front because obviously I'm the guy who knows the moves. Eileen demoted me from the front to second position, okay? Because she said that Kiki looked a lot cooler doing it than I looked.
Were you disappointed? Did you have the poops because you were like, oh man, I'm the star of this video?
Well, I was like, I'm the choreographer here, all right? I am the guy who's just, you know, I've brought this whole thing together, this extravaganza. But, you know, I mean, Kiki's cute. I get it. You know, she's a little thing,
well,
and that's fair enough.
Cute factor.
I got demoted a second time to the third position. Oh. Jagger got pushed out again in front of me.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is, now I'm starting to, and Jarvis is right at the back, and I can see why I didn't get demoted there. I mean, he's wearing a nightgown and a big Havana hat.
Stupid hat.
So in fairness, you know, I could see, so that's what was between me and the last position, a Havana hat and a nightgown. All I can say to you guys, okay, look, I've just uploaded to TikTok. I'm encouraging anyone the LOR to give it a go, but I'm just saying this. This is a bit of advice to everyone.
Jade's watching it right now.
I'm having a look at it now.
Are you looking at her dance?
Kiki's good. Yep.
Yeah, Kiki's
Jagger's
good.
All over it. Yep, looking good.
And then there's Dad.
Oh, yeah. Then Dad comes in.
Eileen said I was taking it way too seriously.
You totally were.
She said,
You've got on like a full like sweatshirt on, like, you know, you're a ballet dancer and then you're practicing something. You've got on like the full on, I'm a dancer and I'm just practicing my moves, and you are trying the hardest.
I'm too
out of everyone.
I'm too try hard. And I took it really personally. And,
yeah, you did.
And I was in third position. And I think I fell out with my entire family.
Wow.
No, that is funny. I just have to watch it again because they're all smiling and kind of just mucking around. And you are so serious. It's like, this is my chance at an Academy Award and I need to get in
I'm an artist. You know, I'm in the zone here.
I just say, I'm surprised. Your wife was being very nice to you when she didn't put you behind the dressing gown so you couldn't actually be seen.
Oh, you reckon I should have? Okay, geez.
Absolutely. You should have been disappeared.
Jade Strainey and Damien Leith on Wave FM.
I noticed a post on our Facebook yesterday that I reckon resonates with any parent who's in lockdown at the moment with children and they're homeschooling. It says, lockdown life. Between work and family, I've had zero time alone in 7 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, the house was all mine for 90 minutes. Seriously, the best.
Oh, all right. I can immediately relate with that. Actually, that is such a true statement. With lockdown, it is very hard to find time to yourself. Now, we're talking about the situations where we're in full houses and all the rest. We know there's a lot of people out there who are longing to see people, of course, you know, with lockdown. But definitely in the situation where you've got full houses, finding time to yourself is a difficult thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Or especially if you're somebody who has to work as well. Like,
yeah,
you know, we're all in that boat where we work and then we have to go home to a house full of kids. So you're working at your job and then you go home, and usually that would be your time to have a bit of a reprieve before the kids come home from school or whatever. Now you go home to work as a teacher. And then at nighttime, everyone else is still there and you're doing all your home life stuff as well. Like, there is never any end. The only time you have to yourself is when you're asleep.
Asleep or in the dunny. I mean, why do you think we've introduced the bathroom sessions instead of the rooftop sessions? People are spending time in the toilet these days way longer than they used to. It's you know.
So what do you do, though, for that 90 minutes? I mean, how do you get them to do things so that you do spend that time alone?
Well, you know what? Actually, interesting. Eileen sent me a text yesterday morning. And she had got up before the kids. I told her, I said, look, don't set any alarms or anything. Just get up, let the kids sleep on. You get up there. And she sent me a text and said, yeah, I'm up and everyone's still asleep. And I said, you know what? Do nothing. Just go get yourself a cup of coffee. Chill out. Relax just for the time. Make the most of the silence of, you know, read a book or get out a podcast or do something that you just want to do. And you know, when I went home from the show yesterday, she was saying, ah, it was wonderful. You know, it was the first time in 59 days where she had that 1 hour or whatever to herself. And it's actually really important. I mean, it's a very important thing to find moments. No,
otherwise just you.
Yeah, just you.
Aunt in the toilet. It's the toilet's not necessarily very relaxing. Milko and I've started this thing where every week, and I'm lucky that I've got a partner at home, but every week, one of us, you will have 2 hours to ourselves. And with that 2 hours, you can do whatever you want. So, you know, we did it for the first time last week, and I just went into Kiama, went for a walk and got a coffee and just sat. Just sat. Didn't have to deal with anyone's crying, didn't have to worry about what everyone was doing. I just sat and just watched the water, and I came back feeling so invigorated and revitalized. It's great.
What did Milko do for his 2 hours? he went to the pub. No, oh, no, sorry, there was no pub. Came back with a hangover.
He got an esky and he packed it full of all his beer.
Went for a walk down the back of the property.
Yeah, my mum said to me, oh, you're going out for lunch, are you? Going for a picnic.
Jade Straney and Damien Leith on Wave FM.
Hey, man, we're absolutely thrilled for you. You've got a brand new song out, God Took His Time on You. This is awesome.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we've been sitting on this one for about 12 months, sort of waiting for the right time to put it out. And we knew, I co-wrote it with two writers over in Nashville, the same guys that I wrote Come Turn Me On and Sparks Fly and We're Good Together. We sort of have a good thing going. And we wanted something a bit different. And it was funny how this one came about, because Sam, who's one of the guys that I write with, he lives on this property in the outskirts of Nashville, and he'd been out in his shed for like a couple of hours just working on ideas. And his wife was telling me the story. He was coming back on the ride on mower with a big smile on his face. And he's like, I've got the song. And he's like, we've got to get Casey on the phone. We've got to get him on. And as soon as they played it, it's like, yeah, it was just amazing. So the whole song wrote itself after that.
You know, you've had so many great songs. Your career has just gone from strength to strength. And really, you just continuously raise the bar with every single thing that you do. You know, and we've been supporting you all the way along. We're absolutely over the moon. What we love is that even though you're raising the bar, you're still willing to visit the loo occasionally and sing a song. Get back to your roots. Get back to the basics of singing in the bathroom. You're going to do it for us today. What's the acoustics like in your toilet?
Mate, it doesn't get much better than the acoustics in your bathroom. I don't care what anybody says. It's amazing. It makes you sound a million bucks. Actually, I saw your acoustic session in the bathroom too with the boys. That was brilliant. That was so good. But no, I love being part of it. And thanks for asking me to do it too.
What are you planning on singing for us?
I thought it was fitting to play the new single, seeing as obviously considering it's only just come out. So, God Took His Time on You is the new one.
Get into the dunny, mate. Casey Barnes with a bathroom session here at Wave FM.
Call it the whiskey, or call it the wine. I got a spark in my heart that's a light up every time. They call them crazy, but maybe it's true. The only thing crazy is the way I feel about you. So I'm kissing on my neck, where you whisper under your breath, when the world slows down when you walk into a room. You got that kind of love, makes me know it's true. song, and we'll dance around the room till the song comes up. You see, nothing is perfect, but you're damn near close. Look in my mirror and miss that from the one you chose. So while you're kissing on my neck, and you whisper under my breath, you're everything to me. It's